Would you guys rather skydive or bungee jump?
I think
I know
skydive.
Me too.
I think that like
there's no backup if the cord breaks on bungee jumping.
Yeah. What if your parachute doesn't work?
You got a backup chute.
It's also like the whole point of bungee jumping is to give you the thrill that you are going to hit the ground. And I'm trying to avoid that thrill. Whereas at least skydiving, it's like more so just like a crazy experience that you then float to the ground. I don't know. It's a lot less jarring.
Bungee jump is more extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an extreme sport.
I mean, jumping out of a plane is extreme, but for some reason, jumping off of a bridge with a bungee rope attached to your feet right. seems to be more extreme to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's the jerk in motion.
Okay. I feel like everyone saw this at some point when they were like 15, but the History Channel did a documentary on this tribe in the Amazon that basically bungee jumps with a vine rope tied to their dick. That's the whole thing.
That's not real.
It's real.
Why would they attach their dick and not their feet?
I don't know.
That seems made up.
It's a real thing.
Maybe that's like a sexual thing for them.
Yeah. It's how you become a man in their tribe.
Oh my God.
Good prank is like they replace the vines with like poison ivy.
Gotcha.
Yeah. A little itchy now.
Vanuatu. I wouldn't even know where to go to bungee jump. Like in Florida, okay. You can skydive.
Okay. Right. It's not, they have it around their ankles, but the real pros do it their ankles and their dick.
Oh, and their dick.
Yeah. It's a backup.
Yeah. That's the backup cord. You have one on your dick.
You've heard of rub and tug. This is a jump and tug.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense now. Yeah. Just a little backup tug for you.
Right.
Well, that's the backup cord. If the feet ones fail, then it just goes all the weight on just your dick.
Yeah. That's tough, though, because if you got an extra 2 inches on that cord, you might hit the ground.
Yeah.
You have an extra 2 inches?
That's the whole. On the cord. An extra 2 added to the cord.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my head around how they're attaching it to this dick. How big is the cord?
Is that when you want a small dick? Is when that happens?
Yeah, so then they can't tie it on.
Yeah. Whoops-a-daisy.
Too small.
Yeah. You're going to need some fishing line.
Hope you brought your glasses.
And they're a tribe in the Amazon. Hope you brought your bifocals. But back to where would you even go to bungee jump?
Yeah.
Bridges?
I feel like there's like a company that scouts places.
Maybe Duluth.
You got to do it on a bridge because you land and then you swing back. If there's like, you do it on a mountain, you swing back, you're going to hit them. Just splatter. Have you seen the video of that guy who's about, he's being pushed off by the bungee jumper? He's like, hold on, let me tell you something. And he just keeps trying to tell them something over and over and over so they don't push him off.
I'm talking, we were at a hotel with a rooftop pool last week in Nashville, not to fucking brag, by the way, we made it, rooftop pool, and by rooftop, I mean, it was on the fourth floor.
There was like way more floors.
It's like a 20 floor hotel.
Roofish top.
It's a roofish top, yes. And I would walk up to the edge of the patio up there. And just look down like 4 stories and like pains are shooting through my feet.
Really?
Like my hands are getting sweaty just looking over the edge.
Wow.
So to bungee jump is one of the most terrifying things I think I could do.
But a plane is a lot higher than 4 stories.
But I think it's actually because it is higher. There's more time to adjust. I'm strapped to another human being that can also troubleshoot. We can be like, hey, first parachute didn't go, what should we do now? You know? Yeah. Whereas when you're falling and the rope snaps bungee jumping, you can't be like, what should I do now?
Right.
I think we should just bungee jump from a plane and then it'll just bring us home.
Yeah.
just flying at 30,000 feet in a harness, just kind of bouncing around.
Oh man,
yeah. I really hate heights bad. It's like, I don't know. I wish I could dive into the psychology of it. Maybe we'll have to have your mom on the pod.
Yeah, you're a concrete guy. You spent half your life in the hole.
That is true. That is very true. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, because even when you're on standing on top of the 10-foot wall, you're still at just ground level.
Yeah. Yeah.
So even when I've been 10 feet up in the air, I'm still ground level.
Yeah, it's like sea level.
Yeah. But, oh, God, yeah. Bungee, I mean, there's no, what advantage is there to bungee jumping?
I think it would just hurt your neck and just your whole body.
Might be nice to decompress, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
I feel like your hips would pop out of socket. There's got to be something attached to your waist, too, right, to prevent that.
Yeah.
There's no chance my hips are strong enough to withhold 225 pounds flying towards the earth and then immediately stopping.
I think 220 is generous. So.
I'll hop on a scale right now.
Okay. All right.
But like, you can't tell me your hips would survive that.
Well, clearly the people do.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be something around your waist too to take all, so it's not just around your ankles.
I'm not sure. Do you not have to wear a helmet?
I don't know.
No.
How do they get you back up? Do they just dangle you up?
They just pull you.
And they just do it. They just like have like a thing there like you do when you roll up the hose. They just have to fucking... And then the cord gets bunched up in one spot too much. They're like, ah, we got to let some out. We gotta bunch.
It was a big day for the bungee jumping community when they got like an automatic boat lift for it.
Oh, shit. Is this the People Are Awesome YouTube page? Like, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, it's around his waist.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, I'd be so dizzy.
That's a fake bungee jump. That's a... Oh, I did two. See, like, look how scared this guy is.
He's got a GoPro.
He's going by a wall.
In a hole. Oh.
Yikes.
He was just doing that to go to work.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh, God, fuck that. This looks like a zip line type of version.
Over a parking lot, too. So if that thing breaks, you just disintegrate.
Splat. Okay, this is what we're looking for.
Got a helmet.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, he's got it all the way around his shoulders.
Like, look how long the recoil is, though. You'd be fine. I just, for how short it is and the thrill that you get just doesn't add up.
I bet you it's not cheap either. You got to pay someone quite a bit for you to do this.
That's actually very funny. The they blindfolded a guy from the start and told him that he was going to go blindfolded bungee jumping. It's an awesome experience. And that all they did was brought him over a lake and he jumped 4 feet into the water. That's a funny bit. Yeah.
It's not even tied off.
Guys, that was a fun little snippet from our Patreon episode last week. You can find all of our Patreon episodes at patreon.com/youbetcharadio.